If there's one good thing about the Miners' loss to Cedar on Friday night, it saved a long drive down to St. George this week to take on the number one ranked 3AA team in the state, Dixie. The Miners called it a season after 11 games and lost in the first playoff round to Cedar. KPCW football announcer Pete Gilwald says it was a good game until the last 5 minutes or so. The teams were tied 0-0 after the first quarter, and Cedar went ahead scoring first and then made a last-minute field goal to end the half at 6-9.
Both teams were playing well. Ian Moritz had an interception for Park City. Jonas Loyens, who's a freshman, had a fumble recovery in the second quarter. So he was playing well. And then finally in the third quarter, we got a fumble recovery. And Grayson Maddox scored from 26 yards out. And PAT was good. So we had the lead 13-9. With 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then it just kind of went downhill from there as the referees started to insert themselves with the yellow hanky. And the critical play was a third and 12. Moritz hit Karsten Dukanich on a long pass play, a great catch by Karsten. They got called back on a holding penalty. And from there, it just went downhill from there as they got hit with a bevy of holding penalties and a one personal foul. And Cedar City just scored two touchdowns in the last 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter to end the game, with the final score being 23-13.
The injuries, he says, took their toll on the offensive line this season.
They had six different guys playing quarterback at one point during the season. So, you know, it's kind of hard to get a lot of offensive consistency when you've got that much turnover at the quarterback position. Ian Moritz missed the last 2.5 games with a concussion. And, you know, like in the Bear River game, we were down by a point at the half. He gets hurt, and the whole team kind of got deflated, and they gave up 48 points in the second half. So it's just, you know, injuries. When you look at the sidelines and you see four or five guys on crutches, you know they're having a tough season health-wise.
A number of seniors are moving on, but Gilwald says a lot of the younger players got quite a bit of play this season and will be returning.
It bodes well for Mike Shepherd's group that, you know, they're coming back with for a second season under his offensive philosophy, and they've got a lot of young players that are going to benefit from it. They got a lot of playing time this year.
That's KPCW football announcer Pete Gilwald. And if you're keeping track, the best cheeseburger of the 11 games played was found at Ben Lohman, receiving 4.5 helmet stickers out of 5. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.